necessary to visualize yourself as water yogini, which is the essence of all the Dakinis, like Isha Swajal. Not only all the Dakinis, she is the essence of all the Dharmakaya Buddhas. That means all the Buddhas are within her. You think that way. It is necessary to visualize that way. Then only the blessings of Guru Rinpoche comes on you. Now when it doesn't come, when the blessings doesn't receive to you, it is not a mistake of Guru Rinpoche. Something wrong with your way of thinking. If the reflection of the moon is not entering into the water, it is not entering into the water. It is not a mistake. There is no wrong with the moon, but there is something wrong with the water here. So in this way, if you think with these examples, then it is necessary to think that way. It is not something like that, you must do this, if not you won't get any blessings. It is not saying that way, but this is reasonable. It is necessary to think that way. If you won't think that way, then result may not come to you very quickly. So that is why you normally we people say that, oh, Buddhas are not so good. You went to a teacher and you received some teachings and the teacher said, you do this and the result will come. And you practice, no results there. And you say that, oh, he is a bad teacher. You may say that he is wrong. So in teachings, there is no wrong. Yes, personally, whatever you do, the practice, your way of thinking, or something wrong with your faith, or something wrong with your practice, or something wrong with the techniques. So I think so. If you visualize clearly, if your visualization is very clear and strong and stable, if you have a stable mind, then definitely result will be within this life. Because, say, Mahayana or Vajrayana, it doesn't matter. I don't bother the yanas. I bother about the practices. Don't say that Vajrayana or Mahayana, this yana, that yana, this is good, this is not good. Don't say that way. All the yanas are same. It all are the teachings of Buddhas. Don't differentiate. If you go on differentiating between those teachings, then it obstructs you to understand the real nature. It will not help you. It harms your practice. So it is better. In some teachings, they say that through this thinking, if you go on visualize clearly, then I think so, practice will go smoothly and you yourself is pure and you receive the blessings from Guru Rinpoche, and Guru Rinpoche is the inseparable of your root guru, and they are the essence of all the Buddhas, and they are so powerful, they can help you to destroy your obstacles, they can help you to purify all your defilement. They can also bestow you all the accomplishment. If you think that way, then it will become so strong with deep invocation and faith. If you do that way, yes, definitely within this life you will become Buddha. I say that Buddha is not far away. I say that Buddha's pure land is not far away. Buddha's pure land is no other than this place. If you have a good way of thinking, pure mind, then this place is the pure land of Buddha Amitabha.
There is no difference at all.
But if your mind is not so clean, then it is very far. It can take many, many eons to become Buddha. If your mind is not so clean, it may take many lives to reach that pure land. So Buddha Amitabha's teaching, we say there's aspiration to Buddha Amitabha. We say demon, Dejinshin Gimbalam. The pure land of Buddha Amitabha's aspiration. We do this. We have one aspiration about this size long. I think so. 15, 20 pages. Or that more, it is less than that. 10 pages maybe. One aspiration prayer. In that, Buddha Shakyamuni just said, "Oh, Anand." Anand is his disciple. You know Anand? So, Anand is Buddha Amitabha's, Buddha Shakyamuni's disciple. So he said, "Oh, Anand, try to face towards west and bow your head and kneel down and prostrate to Buddha Amitabha. And then definitely you, with deep invocation and faith, if you do the prostration towards west side, then definitely you will reach the pure land of Buddha Amitabha." He said so. So here it doesn't mean that you do the prostration with deep invocation and deep faith. Once if you do like that way, it doesn't mean that within one life or within a minute you will reach there in the Buddha Amitabha's pure land. It doesn't mean that way. But through this accumulation of merit, it can purify many defilements, and then one day you will reach there. Now, how quick you are going to the pure land of Buddha Amitabha, it depends upon your faith. It depends upon your way of practice and devotion. That is necessary. If that is strong, stable, deep, then definitely within one life you will reach there. Now reach there means, now just now I told you that reach there means you have to fly in the aeroplane and reach there. No. That is why we say that materialism development is, even though the materialism is good, the development in material is good, but that is not the ultimate happiness. You go in the aeroplane or in the rocket and search in this universe and fly and fly, fly, you won't get the ultimate happiness. Through material, you won't get any happiness. Yes, through the practice of spiritual, you can obtain the ultimate happiness, the great blissful happiness, through the spiritual practice. So many masters, 20th century great Buddhist masters like Dzogchen Rinpoche, His Holiness Dzogchen Rinpoche, His Holiness Dalai Lama, His Holiness Tengku Chinzi Rinpoche, and many His Holiness Dothubjin Rinpoche. So many of these great masters, they say that spiritualism or the practice of spiritual is more important than the development of the material. And once Dalai Lama also said, Dalai Lama attended in a big conference, and Dalai Lama said that the development in material by the scientists nowadays is so quick, so high, highly developed now. That is also very useful, no doubt. Through the material development, now this world becomes so small. We can move from this place to that place within 1 or 2 days. That means this world becomes so small. During the time of Buddha Shakyamuni and Guru Rinpoche, the world is very big. If we move from here to America, it will take whole life to reach there. It may take like that. Very difficult to go from one place to another because there is no any material development during those times. But during those times, the spiritual development is so high, they can reach higher than that. They become Buddha. They become enlightened. They become omniscient. They become extraordinary beings. They can do any kind of miracles even for the benefit of other living beings. That is so high. But nowadays, you just imagine the materialism, the development in material is so high, so quick, very advanced. But if we do the practice and develop the spiritual practices and develop this spiritual, then if these two go together, development of material and development of spiritual, if these go together like a wheel of the car, then it can reach in certain extraordinary place, may helpful to all living beings. But not like that. Spiritualism is very far back and materialism is so going so fast. So there is a big difference between these two. Because of that, we suffer. Because of that, this world is suffering. If we keep more time and devote more time in spiritual practices than the material development, then that is more beneficial to an individual or to this world. Just to bring the peace in this world, if you develop spiritual practices, it can help. It can make this universe, it can make this world wonderful place. So spiritual practices are necessary. It is needed there. That is why Guru Yoga practice is one of the main practices. Through it you can recognize your real nature, Buddha nature, and you become Buddha, and you can also help boundless living beings, and you can show, you can guide them towards the ultimate happiness. Now, Guru Yoga practice, when you are stable in visualizing all these, what I said before, if you are stable, if you are familiar with these visualizations, then with deep devotion and faith, now it is a time for recitation of the mantra. Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. So this mantra you have to recite. Recite as much as you can. Now during the time of recitation of this mantra, it is necessary that you must think the qualities of Guru Rinpoche. You must think the qualities of the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. You must think that your root Guru is the essence of all the Buddhas. He is the most powerful. He is everything to you. He is everything to you. Live on Him. Live on Him. Everything. The good things, the bad things, the obstacles, whatever it comes, to you, you think that these are the manifestations, these are the blessings, these are the teachings of Guru Rinpoche, and try to apply it, handle it properly with cool minded, something with calm and quiet. If you can tackle that way, then recite the mantra of Guru Rinpoche, you are requesting him to give all the blessings. And now this mantra, Om Ahung Vajra Guru Padma Sitiung. Om Ahung here, Om means, even though there are different types of explanations, each and every mantra, each and every word has a many definitions. But here, as a whole, the brief explanation of Om is, this symbolizes the body, wisdom body of all the Buddhas. A symbolizes the wisdom speech of all the Buddhas. And Hung symbolizes the wisdom mind of all the Buddhas. That means Guru Rinpoche is unification of all the Buddhas' wisdom, body, speech and mind. So here Om Ahung means wisdom, body, speech and mind of all the Buddhas are within Guru Rinpoche. Now everything is summed up here, unified here. They are inseparable with Guru Rinpoche. You think that way, Om Ahung. Now Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi. Vajra here now symbolizes indestructible, stainless sky-like Dharmakaya. Now, Vajra, now here it symbolizes the Dharmakaya. Dharmakaya is the highest form of Buddha. So, Vajra symbolizes, we say that Vajra has the power of destroying all the negative things. And this Vajra cannot be destroyed by anybody else, any negative force. Nothing can destroy this Vajra. So, indestructible scepter, Vajra, which symbolizes the stainless sky like Dharmakaya, the wisdom emptiness like Dharmakaya, the unification of wisdom and emptiness. That means nobody can destroy that because it doesn't possess any form. For example, there is a form. Now we can also destroy this. We can also catch it. We can also use it. But Dharmakaya is a stainless sky. Empty wisdom, something. The unification of these two. That means nobody can destroy that. It's the real nature. Essence of all the Buddhas. From there, all Buddhas used to come from the wisdom emptiness. So Vajra symbolizes stainless sky like Dharmakaya. That means Guru Rinpoche is also in the form of Dharmakaya. Then Vajra Guru. Now Guru here symbolizes your root Guru, who has every qualities of all the Buddhas. Whatever the quality the Buddha said, everything is included, everything is within him now. Normally the Dharmakaya, the Sambhokaya, they are in a form of, they used to wear the cape with five point. This symbolizes five Buddha family. And he is profusely ornamented. That symbolizes Sambhogaya. He has every kind of enjoyment, luxurious life, something like that. With that also, they can practice, they can also become Buddha. It doesn't mean that if you want to become Buddha, if you want to do the practice, you must become monk and you must become nun. It's not like that. If you can become that way, it's good. Through becoming monk and nun, celibacy means he takes some vows saying that he won't do any bad things. and he wears this cloth, means with the use of this cloth, if I am doing something bad things, I see this cloth and I just abstain from there. This helps me to do that. I cut this hair, this seems ugly actually. This seems ugly because Buddha thinks that way, so that it won't obstruct me in practice. So, with these vows and with this cloth, with these disciplines, whenever we do some sort of bad things, we just remember this and we abstain doing that. We won't do that. That will help us to maintain our practice. So it is good if we can do that well. But it doesn't mean that only the monks and only the nuns can practice and no other layman can practice. It doesn't mean that way, but all people can practice. It doesn't matter whether he became a monk or not. It is necessary that his mind should be pure, his intention should be vast for the benefit of other living beings. If his mind is good, kind-hearted, compassionate, then doesn't matter the forms. Doesn't matter whatever you take the vows, it doesn't matter. The most important is that the way of thinking, the intention, good intention should be there. Through having a wife, through having a husband, they can also practice. It doesn't mean that husband and wife can't practice that way. No, they can also do the practice. Same thing, because Buddha's teachings are equal to all. It is open-minded, especially Mahayana and Vajrayana. It's open-minded. They can do whatever they like, but their mind should be always in practice. That is necessary. So here, Om Ahung Vajra Guru. Now, Guru is your root Guru who has the quality of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. This symbolizes Sambhogaya Buddha. Okay, then comes Padma. Guru Padma Siddhi Hung. Now comes Padma. Now this Padma symbolizes Nirmagaya form of Buddha. Now this Padma, actually this is the Padma family of five Buddha family. Padma family. It belongs to that. That means most of the actions of Padma family of Buddha, their activities are related with their speech. Some are related with body, some are related with the speech, some activities are related with the heart, mind, some are related with the activities, different forms. But here, the Padma family, Buddha family, their activities are related with the speech. So, Buddha Amitabh is the Padma family. And from Buddha Amitabh, Guru Rinpoche emanates. Guru Rinpoche is the emanation of Buddha Amitabh. So, Buddha Amitabh and Guru Rinpoche is one. Same. Essence is one. There is no difference at all. So, you just imagine. It's good enough. Especially the Taiwanese here. I think so it is good enough if you can think Guru Padma Sambhava, because you are very close to Buddha Amitabh. So Guru Padma Sambhava is in a form of Nirmagaya. It's more easier for you to see Buddha Amitabh if you pray to Guru Padma Sambhava, because he is in a form of Nirmagaya. So Nirmagayas normally used to come in this world for the benefit of other living beings. Whereas Sambhogaya, he is unobscured body. We can't see him. Sambhogaya, Buddha. Dharmagaya, leave it. We can't see that. But even the Sambhogaya form is also unobscured. We can't see him. We can't hear from him. So, he used to come in a form of Nirmagaya Buddha. Nirmagaya Buddhas are very close to us. Now, they come just to look after the living beings. So, it is necessary through the Nirmagayas we can understand
sambhukaya and karmakaya.
This is necessary. That is why Buddha Shakyamuni is in the form of nirmakaya, in the form of monk, and Guru Rinpoche in the form of nirmakaya, and his body in the form of great practitioner. He has a consort, wife. Outwardly he has wife. It doesn't mean that he is obscured. He is wrong. It doesn't mean that way. In the teachings, it's completely very open-minded. So that is why don't treat that way. If you go on judging, saying that, oh, Guru Rinpoche, he has many wives. If you go on thinking that way, that obstructs your practice. That obstructs to become Buddha. It's bad for you. It's not bad for Guru Rinpoche. For example, if you treat your teacher, he is not good, he is not teaching well, he don't know anything. If you go on saying that way, it won't harm the teacher. It harms you. So that's why it is we say that whoever your teacher may be, it doesn't matter. Whatever form he has, it doesn't matter. You treat him as the real Buddha and go on giving your deep faith and devotion, then it helps you. It won't help your teacher. It helps you. We say that we do the prostration to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. There is a big stupa. If we prostrate to stupa, it helps you, not to the stupa. Stupa won't become fat. If you prostrate to Buddha Amitabha here, the statues, if you prostrate to them, it helps you, not to these statues. This won't become big, fat, nice. It won't become that way. But it helps you. So they don't need your help. They are for your help. So that is why you must think that Guru Padma Sambhava, he is the unification of Dharmakaya form, Sambhokaya form, and Nirmakaya form. Guru Padma, Vajra Guru Padma. Then comes Siddhi Hum. Now here, it is necessary when you say Om Ahum Vajra Guru Padma. Now your Guru, root Guru, your Guru, that means Guru Padma Sambhava, is the unification of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all the meditational deities. Everything is unified into one, and that form is Guru Padma Sambhava. Guru Deva Dakini, whatever, Sambhokaya, say Dharmakaya, Sambhokaya, Nirmakaya, whatever they possess the qualities, good qualities, whatever they used to give the blessings, that is within Guru Rinpoche now. The solid form is Guru Rinpoche now. You think that. That means your Guru is so powerful now. You just imagine. If you have a deep faith now, he has everything to give you now. Everything, whatever you need, he will give you now. Think that way and invoke, pray, give your deep faith, and then request him to give the accomplishment. Siddhi is accomplishment. There is two types of accomplishment. One, common accomplishment. Two, it's a supreme accomplishment. Now, in common accomplishment, the peace form, the peace activity, pacifying all the negative forms. Pacifying means purifying all the negative defilement, negative actions, can be purified. First one, pacifying. Second, increasing now. Second, increasing. Increasing means it can increase your wealth. It can also increase, bestow you, increasing your long life. So increasing activity is also a kind of accomplishment. It can do that way. It can bestow you the long life. It can also increase your wealth. It can also increase your fortunes. It can also increase your way of thinking, your intelligence, everything, whatever there is to increase, good things, they will increase. That is the power of the increasing activities.